Amy and Emily from their CD, Shaming of the Sun. Let's say hey to Amy Ray. You were playing mandolin there.
Yeah.
Of course, Emily was playing the banjo.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning. Two young girls in the same elementary school in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know each other.
Nope.
You didn't know you were each there.
Well, we saw each other on the playground, but we were a year apart, so... You know, you don't hang out with somebody that's not in your grade in elementary school.
So in elementary school, you guys weren't buddies.
No.
No. So tell me, do you remember when you met Emily?
I mean, I think I saw her playing guitar in the cafeteria a couple times when I was like 10 or 11, and then or 12. We started singing in the high school chorus together in 1980. I was in 10th grade, and she was in 11th. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and then we got to be close friends. Immediately just started hanging out with each other and playing.
Well, let's say hi to Emily Sellers.
Hello.
Nice to have you here, Emma. So you're in high school, and you made a friend called Amy. You guys started singing together. Could you have imagined that this thing would have lasted, you know, 25 years? You guys have been out there for 25 years.
It's actually been even longer than that.
I really? Believe
it. I mean, we started in high school in 1980. So
well, okay then.
We were playing in bars back then. We had fake IDs. And, and no, I mean, I think we couldn't have imagined it because quite, I mean, truly, what Amy, all we wanted to do was have fun as friends and get the next best gig. And it just sort of became a career. And well, we're still doing it.
Let's talk about the incarnation of the bands before it became the Indigo Girls. Did you guys form... two or three before you finally settled on the magic one, or?
No, we, this is it, pretty much. I mean, these fine-looking young men up here that are playing with us, they weren't around. They were not even conceived of yet at that point. But no, we were just, we I think we both had little, well, Emily had a little singing group with her family,
yeah.
The Blue Skies, right?
Well, that was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Two friends, the Blue Skies.
Oh, that was a different thing.
Yeah.
So you had a couple things. I sang in a rock and roll band when I was in eighth grade, where they kicked me out for being a girl. So set the chip on my shoulder for the rest of my life.
Right. You were going to show them how it's done, right?
Yeah, no. Man.
So when did you and Emily decide that, hey, let's try to make it together as a duo, as a team, as an act?
We didn't. We just kept doing it, and it... You know, when you're that young, it's just like, hey, maybe we can play at the deli next week, and maybe we can get a fake ID and try to play at that bar. It's not, there's no, we never had like a long-term, at that, I don't know, just we just are the same in that way, where we didn't have long-term plans. It was really like very short-term visions, and we've always been, like, we're still like that. We just sort of look at what's going to happen like right now, and maybe a week from now, and...
So it's not like you sat down at a kitchen table and said, "Hey, let's become an act, and we need to get a manager, we need to get an agent, you just played."
Yeah,
no, I think getting an agent and a manager was just a natural extension of having more to handle than we could take on for ourselves. There was one moment, not a moment, but a period of time when I was getting ready to apply to grad school. Amy was doing all the work, hanging all the posters, and making all the phone calls, and I was going to apply to grad school, and she's like, well, do you want to do that, or do you want to do this? But really, it was like, okay, music. And it was that it
there
was that
goes
easy.
Grad school, right?
There goes grad school. There goes all my parents' hard-earned money.
A great statement for higher education. Didn't you have a famous song about that?
Yeah. I still dream about it and still write about it. I must feel guilty that I spent their money for this. But no, I did. Because my dad is an academic, so...
And you still do a lot of projects with your dad.
We wrote a book together called A Song to Sing, A Life to Live, and we go to different churches and community centers and schools, and we do a program, and he becomes kind of an Indigo Girl boy. And cool. I become whatever it is that he does, and that's we do programs.
His daughter, I'm sure.
His daughter.
We're going to get back into more of the story of you guys and the name and everything else. We got a CD of yours in your catalog called Become You. This is a tune called Moment of Forgiveness. It's the Indigo Girls on the Woodside. Old Time Radio.